WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good Sunday morning, Chattanooga. You've tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Texas Roadhouse Studio. I'm Ed Jones, better known around here as Captain Wellness, on a decades-long mission to defend your health, cut through confusion, and point you toward a life of strength and vitality. For over 40 years at Nutrition World, we've helped people rise above the pitfalls of modern living, and each week on this show, we explore the strategies, science, and simple daily habits to keep you energized, resilient, and ready for whatever life throws at you. And joining me is my good friend and the guru of the common man, PhD of Waffle House and mayor of the Krispy Kreme City, Clint Powell, the man who is fearless when it comes to asking the dumbest questions. Hey, Clint, how you doing today?
I was feeling really good, though. You were doing so good, and then I can still get the master of the dumbest questions. I feel like a captain at the sea, master of the dumbest questions. That's who I am. Well, I got to be honest with you, and I normally I don't throw you under the bus because I'm very respectful. Oh. Yeah, you're not really respectful.
A little sarcasm that much. Right there.
But okay. I will say, I though personally have never called you Captain Wellness. I'm just saying I haven't.
Did I say that Clint
Powell
did?
No, you said better. Well, no, I'm just wanting people to know that I've never called up and gone, hey, by the way, is Captain Wellness still at the office? Is this Mr. Wellness? Can I speak to Mr. Wellness? Well, now, in some circles.
I don't know of what value that statement was, but.
Well, mine or yours?
Yours. Mine.
I was just trying to fire back, sir.
Look, I'm just trying to stay up with the lawsuit that for under Captain Wellness. When you're sued with the word Captain Wellness, you want to maintain that.
It's spelled different, though. It's Captain with an E or something. We'll come up with that. Also, we need to mention it. I know we're going to probably talk about this several times through the radio show today, but you are operating on a deficit today. I'm very proud of you for showing up. You're bringing good energy. You're bringing clarity to the show. Your opening was solid. I'm the one screwing this up, but your caffeine levels are low, but you have shown up working under duress.
Hey, I will take that compliment because it's been a struggle. I was on a struggle bus there for a few hours because I accidentally didn't drink caffeine. I know that sounds really ridiculous.
When you walked in, I saw you a couple hours ago. We were at another venue, another studio stuff, and I went, are you okay? And you went, yeah, I'm fine. And I'm like, dude, you look like you're swimming in molasses. And then all of a sudden I walked in here and you go, I realize I've not had any caffeine.
Yeah, I've had about 2 milligrams. I had a sip of coffee this morning.
How much coffee do you normally drink?
Well, normally I drink the 1.5 cups in the morning. And then I go work out, go straight to Starbucks, and I drink the big cold brew, which probably has 400 milligrams.
Your body is right
every
now,
day.
Your insides haven't even woke up yet.
Yeah. They're upside down inside.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Now everybody knows where we're coming from today.
Bingo. Well, as I was reading the intro, I noticed that both you and Cody had a stupid smirk on your face, and I almost bust out laughing, but I think Cody was smirking because you were smirking.
Cody is always the instigator, to be honest. He comes across as innocent, and I'm usually only responding to... You don't even have a microphone. Be quiet, Cody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am excited to announce that I'm going to a carnivore conference. Have you ever been to a carnivore conference before?
No, I've not.
Okay,
no,
I'm going to a carnivore conference in Gatlinburg, Tennessee on May 1st and May 2nd. Sally Norton will be there, who wrote the Toxic Superfood book that changed my life about oxalates. But there's like 18 world-renowned people talking about the relationship of being on a carnivore diet and what it actually does to our health, how we can fine tune it, how we can make it work. I'm very excited. Amber, who is our GI expert, will be also be going up there. And I don't do too many of these seminars, but I'm looking forward to it.
Is there a difference? And again, this is truly me being just a little naive. Is there a difference between the Atkins type thing or the keto versus carnivore? Are they all in the same neighborhood?
They're under the umbrella of the same. Now, people ask me all the time, or I may make statements like when I did the rebuttal off, when Cody did it off of Dr. Atiyah's thing and he mm-hmm. talked about carnivore, I made the statement, I am semi-carnivore, but I also eat broccoli and cabbage and vegetables every single day. A pure carnivore is going to be more like the old Atkins, which is the meat, the cheese, and the eggs. I do not believe in that. I think we should do the hybrid version of carnivore. Now, okay. I will be very curious what all the supposed experts will be talking about at this conference.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you've never been to a carnivore conference before.
We already established that I hadn't gone to one. You asked, I answered, but I'm glad that you're just sticking with this theme today.
Yeah. Hey, the Lung Coach will be at Nutrition World February 21st from 11 to 2 on a Saturday. Again, I'm repeating, it's very important. If you're over 50 and you want to know the level of plaque in your arteries, that's a secondary test they do that's included in the lung check. And lung cancer is so curable in stage 1 and 2 that you don't feel it. And if this says you have it, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
So I'm going
to
come do it.
This is the only way to really evaluate that. Being the hypochondriac that I am, I'm going to assume that I don't have it. So the test came out really good. I don't have it because I'm assuming that.
Oh,
I'm
awesome.
Doing an assuming test.
That's fantastic.
I've cleaned my life up. I want to make sure I'm transitioning into cleaning my life up of chemicals. So I have ordered parchment paper that has no chemicals because the parchment paper I use to make my sourdough biscuits in the morning, I got really worried about because you're putting stuff on paper that's hot, but the paper, if it's full of chemicals, it's going to soak into the bottom of my biscuit. And I know you, Clint, well enough to know you don't want any toxins in the bottom of your biscuit.
Don't be screwing up the bottom of my biscuit.
There you go. I knew it.
I'm a big protect the bottom of the biscuit guy. I don't protest. You start messing with the bottom of my biscuit, I'm making signs. I'm standing on the corner. Protect the biscuits.
You're going to join the ice? It's going to be another.
See, I'm here to save you from yourself when you say that stuff. Icing. Yes, I am all for icing on biscuits. They become cinnamon rolls. I saved the segment. Now, let's move on before you get canceled.
Okay. What about Katie and Amber's new podcast? What's the name of it?
Am I Weird?
Oh, I wrote, Am I Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's some self-reflection moments, I believe. No, Am I Weird is their podcast. That came around one day. We were talking. They share, Amber and Katie at Nutritional, they share all these questions. Is this weird? Is that weird? I had this thing wrong, that thing wrong. And we were talking one day, and I'm like, that would be a great podcast. And now they got several episodes already recorded and a couple out. And I think it's going to be fantastic. It's really cool.
It applies so freaking well to the semi-hypochondriac or full-blown hypochondriac or those who just wander through the whole jungle
of symptoms.
We've
all asked ourselves that before when you go look in the mirror or you have something wrong with you or you eat something like, am I weird? Is it me? And that's what they're going to talk about. Yeah. I think it'll be good.
And their journey. Both of them have had big journeys on health.
And they're going to be bringing guests on down the road, I think.
They both had about 83 diseases each. Of which,
yesterday.
That's right. Yeah. Yesterday alone. Yeah. And so they've cured all of those.
I walk in and there is not a week that does not go by where Katie does not go, oh, I say, hey, how are you doing? Oh, I've got Striken's disease. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I Googled it, but it's okay. I'll be fine. And the next day, it's something else. It's the Yuma disease. I'm like, oh, I did not know what those were.
Well, you had diagnosed her with big knee disease or something.
That's how this whole thing started. I'm going to bring it up. But yeah, she's got some special issues, like we all do.
Special issues. That is so kind.
We are all special with special issues.
Hey, one last lecture on cell salts, March 3rd, 10th, and 17th. What is a cell salt? My caffeine has just kicked
in. That's okay.
What happens when you don't get buried in the ground and you get burned up?
You're cremated.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
it will melt into this ash. Go, mm-hmm. Guess what? There's only 12 minerals in those ashes. So those ashes are 12 different minerals, and we sell each of those minerals, and there's this true science behind while we're living to manipulate those minerals for certain conditions. It's called cell salts, and this lady is an expert. Go to nutritionw.com under events to sign up. It's relatively pricey, I think $75, but you will walk away with a toolbox of options to treat yourself with ailments. I have seen it within an hour turn somebody around as far, I'm not saying cancer, I'm saying ailments where we're struggling and we need to be better and we need to function.
Well, and two, we say it all the time on the show, we don't diagnose, we don't treat, all of those things. Go see your doctor when you need to. But a lot of the stuff that you and we talk about on this radio show and podcast that comes out on Tuesdays, which is, this is turned into a podcast, it's not about fixing something with one thing. It's about a little better here, managing this thing better there, learning a little bit more than you knew. It's a change here or there. Those little changes add up to big changes.
They do.
That's how it works.
And when you do nothing, it generally is not the healthiest option to me. Doing something of value is very positive, even from the standpoint of placebo power of your own system. I have to interact with my system or else I feel like I've given up.
Our brains are, I don't mean this, we're very strong, we're also very weak. That's why you go to the gym when you don't feel like it. I've walked into the gym the last couple of weeks, sometimes simply walked in, stretched for 5 minutes and left because I didn't feel like it, but I didn't want to lose the habit. In my brain, I played a trick on myself.
There you go.
I always go to the gym even when I don't feel like it. Now, a lot of times you get there and you go ahead and do stuff anyway. But yeah, the brain, we fall into manipulation and we forget that we can do it to ourselves too.
Bingo.
In a positive way. So.
Well, I did leave out the most important part, which is the parchment paper you need to buy is Cat Bites, KatBite, off Amazon. Don't buy other parchment paper for your bottom of your biscuit.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we.
Well, I noticed you took a pen and wrote that down.
I was devastated you didn't tell me how to fix my biscuits, but now you have.
All right, brother. Well, stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live strong and to live well.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize Youth.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again, so find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host, Clint Powell. And together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7+ years. And today is no exception, so let's dive back in. I'm going to ask a question that I know you probably 99% don't know the answer to. Do you know what a Schumann frequency is?
A Schumann frequency is a frequency that was discovered by a gentleman named Schumann, and it's for healing and to help your body repair itself.
Do you remember the episode of Mayberry where Barney was had to do the Declaration of Independence? That was huge right then, because he would just turn things completely stupidly backwards, acting like he knew when he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I just bought this machine right here, which I followed the Schumann frequency for probably 40 years.
Okay.
Because I love dealing in earth wisdom. I guess I'll call it earth wisdom.
Okay. Yes.
The frequency, if we measured the frequency from the dirt of the earth to the atmosphere, there's a magnetic hum.
430 hertz.
And it is 7.83 frequencies. Absolute. That's what it is from the dirt to out there and in the outer space. Yeah, look it up. Schumann, spelled S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N. Well, this puts out the Schumann frequency because I know we've been distance from this frequency because of all the other frequencies is going on. So I'm just going to experiment with it. It's really cool looking. If there's nothing else, it's
7.88 hertz. So when I said hertz, there are frequencies that are like God frequency. There are different frequencies that I actually listen to all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So I didn't know.
Do you rent cars from hertz also?
Oh, that's good. That's funny. Way to go, Ed.
So this is my new apparatus. Got it yesterday, and it is beeping because it's putting out the frequency. I am an explorer of crazy options, and you know what? I'm going to throw probably about 9 out of 10 away, and I'll have one that's a jewel. And so we'll see. I'll keep you updated on my Schumann frequency.
The God frequency is often referred to as the 963 hertz. I'll listen to that. And there's another one's 430. But go ahead.
Yeah, interesting.
I like that. It is interesting. I didn't buy anything for it, but yeah.
Talking about frequencies, this probiotic, Dr. O'Hara probiotic, is the most unusual, and I followed it off and on for probably 25 years. The reason is all of the probiotics, which I have no problem with how they're made, they are culturing and they're isolating and they're identifying each of the 7 or 10 probiotics that are in the product.
Okay.
This is made completely from nature. It's 6 years in the fermentation. They put together these huge pots and plants, and they let nature create the probiotic. Here's the thing that makes everybody go, really? They play Beethoven for 6 years to these probiotics.
Really?
Really. No, you bring it up. They play Beethoven for 6 years. So I'm talking about the Schumann frequency. These are frequencies too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, talking to plants, they seem to be healthier. But how about a probiotic that's been played classical music for 6 years? I don't know. I love that as an unusual product.
It is an unusual product.
Yeah,
yes,
Dr. Otea will never like that one because there's zero double-blind random controlled studies. New Intermountain Health Study presented by the American Heart Association found that adults with heart disease who did optimize their vitamin D levels cut their risk of heart attack by 52%. And this was a big time study. So again, we talk vitamin D constantly, and we talked about it on your podcast today, 18 to 80.
Yep, we talked about that. And I actually, after you left on Crimecast, we talked about it too.
Yes.
So we talked about it on two of the podcasts that are part of the Nuga Podcast Network.
Yep. And how do you access all your podcasts?
NugaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural with an S, NugaPodcast.com. And health, wellness, adventure, politics, faith, religion, real estate, history. If you, there's Something for everybody there.
That's with all of the variety of your podcasts.
Yeah, I have. I own 11 of them, but there's 19 different ones on there you can go because they help share too.
Yep. What percent of the population actually listens to podcasts? Do we have a number?
Oh, I'd have to look at. Yeah, we have a number. I'll have that.
I would guess that at least 33%.
Oh yeah. It's actually more than that. I do believe at the time. Yeah, it's growing so fast. It's unbelievable.
Here's a disorder that I actually never knew a name for that I have dealt with some of my clients over the period of 4.5 decades. And this is something I think Julia, our registered dietitian, could be helpful with. And it is called avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID. And it is a disorder where people severely restrict food due to fear of the food. I have had many people who, you know, there's one thing about being sensitive. One thing about being a little hypochondria like me, there's a whole new level that is so damaging to the quality of life. I won't say his last name, but his name was Jay. He was one of my best customers, and he started getting this disease. He died about probably 7 years ago from this disease, and I watched him over a period of 40 years decline to a level that was very, very pathetic. He could eat three foods. It took him 2 hours to eat a plate of salmon. Everything was probable toxin to him, so he just went overboard, and his fears and worries killed him. He had more nutrients in him because he took tons of nutrients. I tried to talk him out of it, but it was an emotional thing.
Okay, I'm going to go back real quick podcast because I thought I knew this, but 55% of Americans, adults, listen to podcasts every month. 40% listen to podcasts weekly. Under the 18 to 29 year olds, it's around 67% listen.
Wow.
Podcast. Yeah. So,
wow.
There we go.
Well, it is a wonderful source of learning. And it also can be like television. You can watch and waste your time and your brain power, or you can learn a lot of things. One of those is Dr. Eric Berg. I don't know. Do you ever see him on TikTok?
No.
Or anything?
No, sir. Well, I might know his face if I saw him.
Well, Dr. Eric Berg, BERG, probably is the easiest one to watch for quick information of how to be super healthy, how to know what not to do. And he does such a good job of putting together the Instagrams and the quick little 2 to 7 minute podcast, sometimes a little longer. But here's something he printed. And again, I go back to I have my little list of my team members who are going to help me through my life. And the part of my nutrition life, I have about maybe 9 or 10, and those are the people I go to regularly. I don't really scan the internet for anybody new. I've got my 8 to 10, and Dr. Berg, BERG, should be one of yours. It is so enjoyable. But here's something he wrote. The American Heart Association, an organization dedicated to preventing heart disease, supposedly, opposed a bill to restrict people from using food stamps on sugary drinks and candy. Wouldn't you expect them to be against junk food? Wouldn't you? But they actively lobbied against a measure that would steer people toward healthier, more nutrient-dense options. Well, I AI'd it because I don't believe our industry either. Well, I mean, we're certainly not immune from putting together vastly exaggerated stuff. They have now come back and tried to say they didn't do it, but the facts are they did do it, but now they're trying to put a spin on it.
What did they say? Did they give reasons on this is why we...
No. They said it was misinterpreted, but they actually listed exactly the words American Heart Association said, and it was, they were not doing the right thing. They just weren't. This was an interesting post. I know this gentleman. His name's Terry Limeron. Terry Limeron owns one of the biggest companies in the United States for nutraceuticals. He's about 86 years old, still travels the world, has a 50-year-old girlfriend. He is an avid keto person. He always eats low carb, a lot of olive oil. But he posted this about this doctor. Again, I looked it up on AI because I'm not trusting anybody too much on these things. I don't want to talk about it unless I've done my homework to make sure it's honorable and valid. But this guy, this doctor, I never heard of him. In 1950, he was an Austria doctor named Dr. Wolfgang Lutz, L-U-T-Z. And he was talking here about, and this was exactly on AI, too. He was treating his patients, and they weren't getting well, just like today. Chronic disease after chronic disease. Temporary improvement, but no real recoveries. Diabetes managed. Pain dull, but never solved. So Dr. Lutz did something that was considered very dangerous in 1950. and you, he goes through the medical literature, and he decides he's going to put his patients on low-carb diets, but he is skeptical, but he's also honest, he tells the patients. So what he did was, his rules were simple. No more than 72 grams of carbohydrates per day. No limit on meat, eggs, cheese, and butter. Eat real food. Keep the sugar and starch low, and a little bit of colored vegetables. And what happened next shocked him. Blood sugar normalized in diabetics, digestive problems disappeared, arthritis improved, people actually got better. He did this his entire life, and he lived to be about 89 years old. He wrote a book in 1967 that was published called Life Without Bread. And again, I didn't know if I could believe it. I looked it all up. Absolutely verifiable. They made fun of him. They ignored it. And this was 1950 when this happened.
Wow.
And so he was swimming upstream, but it was so interesting to hear about that. Oh, no, he died at 97, excuse me. Still eating low carb at 97, still telling the truth, and still ignored. And that was...
Did he die eating a sandwich?
He died eating a lot of rice and potatoes, and yeah, the last day he ate carbs.
Yeah,
that's what killed him.
No,
he was
no. That was me being a smart aleck.
He would have lived another 10 years, but one day,
one bread, one thing of Wonder Bread. By the way, I'm a big fan of Wonder. Sorry, no one. Yeah.
Okay.
Go figure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. If I can find the right notes to close.
Do you want me to help us out and
get
us out of this epic segment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, we love the fact you're listening to Vital Health Radio, and we're going to have more wisdom from Ed Jones, Captain Wellness himself, when we come back after these messages.
Ooh, man, I'm shocked over here. My heart's skipping beats.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell, and we're glad you took your time to be with us again today.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I love what we're doing in this third segment.
Why that?
Because I've been waiting for it. We've been talking about our guests, anxiously waiting for our third segment.
Well, we have an exciting, unique individual. I really felt the word unique was part of my words for him when I met him the first time. And I think unique. I love it when I'm being called unique. That is not an insult because I don't want to be normal.
Well, and two, I will say this because I'm up at your store all the time. You, with as many people as you have and with the customer base you have, you have to have different personalities. You have to have different people, different customers vibe with different staff members. The staff members, mm-hmm. it would be so vanilla and bland if everybody was one thing.
Yes.
And so it's good. That's why every meal has different spices in it. It's good to have different personalities. And they're all unique. They're just unique in different ways. That's the definition of unique.
And I'm not being negative to Starbucks, but most Starbucks, almost every single person is like a cookie cutter off the other person, at least the five Starbucks I go to.
You didn't have Starbucks today, though.
I had no Starbucks. Caffeine crashing, and it was not intentional. I'm not giving up caffeine. It was just one of those days I didn't go to Starbucks, and I had to poop too quick this morning. I didn't drink my coffee.
And we jumped the shark there.
I got the gym at 4:01 this morning.
What time do you normally get there?
They open at 4.
What time do you normally get there?
4:18. So I was there early.
Okay.
Or then normal.
Okay.
So we have the Mr. Unique again, James from Nutrition World.
Yep, definitely unique, special. That's me, man.
Yep,
that's what makes it so much fun up there. We got all kinds of unique, different people. It makes it a great place to learn and gain experience.
You know, Kate, I love that. Katie had heard this or something a week or two ago, and I love what she said about our store. She said whoever was telling this story was saying that, you know, everybody's got three places in their life. They have their home and their work, and then they have this third place. And my third place is Starbucks. It just happens to be. That's where I can read very well. I can think well, and I enjoy myself sitting there in solitude. Well, we have a tremendous amount of Chattanooga who thinks Nutrition World is their third place because they come in to hang out. Mm-hmm. They come in to talk to all of our eclectic staff like yourself and share their troubles kind of the day or their body. And we help them in many ways that is beyond nutritional supplementation.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It was definitely my third place. You know,
was
I would
it?
Be there at least once a week just hanging out.
There you go.
Sometimes for an hour. I love it.
Yep.
And now I get paid to be there. It's great.
And we love people who do that. So James has been with us now how long?
7 months.
7 months. And he has some life journeying with right and left and up and down and in the ditch and at the top. But he is a valuable member who's growing very quickly on his skill set, one of which, and we're going to kind of get into just the generalities, but Lyme disease and mold are two, you know, we don't treat diseases, but we can empower people to work their way through to a better place. And that's what you are doing by super learning the category of especially mold. I am heavily invested in what mold is doing to the to many people who have no clue. The traditional medical model doesn't even have the conversation, much less a treatment.
Let me ask you a quick question, James. What got you interested? First of all, you kind of already alluded to why you like working at Nutrition World, but this specific, the Lyme and the mold.
Yeah.
Because I got, you know, there's thousands of SKUs there. There's thousands of protocols you could probably jump into and kind of dive into. What attracted you to the Lyme and mold area?
So I had a personal experience with mold 10 years ago, put me in the hospital for a week.
Mm.
We moved into a new house, and then a week later, I was in the hospital for a week with pneumonia.
Really?
Yeah.
With
I
pneumonia.
Did not put the two together until, you know, about a couple years ago, honestly.
Mm.
But back to what you were saying just a second ago, the super learning has really only occurred in the last 7 months. It's the experience of being at the store that's really been able to turn all of this knowledge I've gained in the past decade into some wisdom. So now, finally, I feel like I can really help some people.
I bet I could use the term connecting the dots. I bet all of a sudden
exactly.
All of this floating around experiences you had and conversations – They were kind of out here, but now you've got them together and you see a relationship between this that created this. And now you actually are furthering it, which is how do we help manage other people who've been through the same thing?
Yep. It's a lot of fun. I think everything is connected when you look deep enough.
Oh, everything. Yeah. And that's the philosophical approach to my life too. But as far as mold, I know my daughter has told this story. And I've told it many times. She was really struggling with health. She had her one-year-old, first child, and it was 2 weeks after the tornado. I was at my other girlfriend's, not other, I only have one at a time, usually. And, well, that's not true, but most of the time. And so it was 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings. Katie says, "Dad, a tree just fell on our house." And I thought, oh, crap, there was no wind that night. It had weakened from the tornado. Well, it came through her house, a massive tree, and almost killed both of them. It came within just a few feet of crashing under their heads. But what happened was, again, just like Shakespeare says, nothing's good or bad, it's thinking that makes it so. Well, at that moment, this is bad. Was it? No, it revealed the complete attic was full of mold. Mm. And if they had stayed in that house, her fingernails were already black, and she did not know how to handle that because she didn't know the mold was coming from her house. So that set her on the journey like yours of, this is devastating because I have brain fog and I have, well, you go through the symptoms.
That's what I was going to say. I'd like to know what that even looks like.
Yes. So talk about
what are some of the symptoms?
Oh, it's fun. We could go on for hours because it could literally be everything, because it's not the fact that the mold causes a symptom. What is so insidious about it, and I guess we should back up. First of all, it's not really the mold anyway that's the problem. It's that it releases this mycotoxin, like these invisible spores that are just coming out in the air, and our body's having to process that 24/7 because it's in a lot of our homes and it's in a lot of the food. Hmm. But what was your question
again? Just the symptoms.
Oh, man.
Like for instance, I think a lot of times I talk about this with Amber when she comes on with us, another coach at Nutrition World, is that sometimes we mask or we have symptoms and we don't know. Some, we think it's aging. Oh, it's just what I eat. Or I have this allergy, maybe, maybe not. But I think mold's one of those things, too. We're living with stuff that we think it's something else, but we don't know what to look for. And I was going to say this. Sometimes if you want better answers, you got to ask better questions.
That's right.
As you start to learn more, you learn there's questions, better questions. So What are the symptoms? And then we'll talk about some questions people should ask.
Yeah, great. The symptoms, the biggest ones that we see are brain fog, fatigue, gut issues.
Mm.
Pretty much those would be the top three. And like, who doesn't have that?
I mean, then when you go into, I would say next, immune dysfunction, which then creates one thing after another as far as catching everything.
How do you check for this though? I mean, but in other words, because they're such big topics, gut issues. Well, I don't know anybody that doesn't have a gut issue.
For sure.
How we define that. Exactly. How do you even check for this kind of stuff?
How would you check for mold? Yeah. A lot of the times you can't even smell it. So most of the time you can't see it because it's behind drywall and up in HVACs.
And there are some markers that you can check internally, but these are markers. They're not absolutes. Like if you're anemic, we can look at hemoglobin. We can look at the blood test and say, hey, you're anemic. You can't do that with mold.
Mm.
So it takes a person of a bigger toolbox of evaluating health to come up. And you have to kind of take the bigger picture and step back. And then you kind of have to also take an experiment and say, it sounds like it's mold, so let's do some things that reduce mold. Let's maybe test your house. We're going to be having these test kits again. We used to carry those, and you just set a petri dish out and you do it for 24 hours and you literally count the mold.
I'm all in. Yes. I want to try it when you get in. I'll try my house. I'd love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, older houses, you know, that are really old like yours, they have really poor ventilation, so they probably have less mold.
Yeah. See, people don't know you meant that as an insult. They just think you're being nice. But that's okay. I'll tell them. Yeah, admit that. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Win.
The house that you can't really afford, Clint, the good houses don't have that. Thanks,
Ed.
Oh,
they do. That's the thing.
Actually, it's the other way around.
A lot of the times, the newer ones, especially because, you know, the way they build these new houses these days, they just throw them up and they're going to build them in the rain and their rain gets behind the drywall. But, you know, it's not just in homes, though. Another thing that people can look for is that the biggest factor for mold is actually going to be on food, too. A lot of the big contenders are going to be, biggest one's actually coffee. But I checked all of our coffee, and it's good.
Yes, it is coffee. You know, I tend to forget that. Dave Asprey, his whole protocol was coffee with no mold. He bought a whole farm because he knew this farm raised coffee beans that had no mold.
How do you check that?
It's test. I mean, you can check a food.
Okay, well, I don't know. Act like I'm an idiot. Nobody knows.
Tests, there's scientific tests there that can run on the coffee.
Okay.
But it occurs because of storage. When they're putting it in big barrels, it just kind of gets wet, and then it grows mold, and then they release these
microtoxins. I wonder if I have a mold deficiency because I didn't have my Starbucks. I was probably used to the mold.
Your body's reacting to no mold.
Maybe. At least they have purified water there.
They do. They do a better job than most, I will have to say. But as far as mold, again, we go back to I'm pretty big fan of at least checking their workplace and your home place with these Petri dishes. There's not an exact, but it's pretty darn good test. Mm-hmm. And it's self-evaluation. You just look in 24 hours. That's what it is.
So what is some of the, you don't have to give a all the protocols, but what are the things that people do? What I mean, let's say they come to you because that's what you're going to start helping people with. Are there certain things you start saying, take this, don't take that, start doing this?
Yeah, the first thing, I mean, I already have seen numerous clients on this, and the first thing we say is get out of that environment. If you know you have mold, you got to either remedy it or get out of there because you can take all the supplements in the world, but if you're constantly being poisoned, it's
but
not
we can't
help.
Always, that's not an easy solution. No. That means sometimes
your
moving,
house, your house.
But you can remedy a lot of the mold with certain procedures in your house.
There's things.
Now, I use an air filter called Air Doctor. It only works in my bedroom. It would not work in the whole house, but it does reduce mold significantly. Mm-hmm. It is modestly expensive to replace the filters, but I'm a huge fan. Ozone can do that. I have a little ozonator in my office, and when I leave at night, I hit the ozone button because we can't breathe ozone or it irritates our lungs, but ozone will kill all mold for a temporary
time. So there's some stuff like that. What else would you recommend people
do? You can even open up your window.
Mm. Bingo.
But another thing, going back to what you asked earlier, things people can look for, if there's any sign of water damage, there's probably mold growing there. Get some sort of a ERMI test where they're going to compare the relative mold index from inside compared to outside.
That's
like a dust test would be way better because there's different types of tests.
But we're going to be good. We're going to help people with that.
Yeah.
And then you're specializing in a brand called Cellcor, which we've used and recommended for many years from Nutrition World. And you're going to fly. Where are you going to the training again?
Boise, Idaho in May.
And having even a deeper education on the Cellcor.
This is a pretty high-grade product, too. I mean, for what
top
I've
listened. Top of the game.
It's the best I've ever found.
It's also strong, though. Mm-hmm. This is not something you just come and grab a bottle and play with. That's why we want a experienced coach to help people through this and hold their hand. Mm-hmm. So you're available for these consultations at 50 minute.
That's right.
And they can go on nutritionw.com under coaches. Is that what it's under?
Something
practitioners,
like
coaches, and book an appointment with you, James.
Or just call the store and have anybody else they'll book it too.
So can I go back to your anecdotal story, your personal story? You had your thing, and how did you navigate that? Was there a lot of trial and error in there?
When we moved into that house?
Yeah.
You know, I knew there was water.
But when you left
that bathroom.
Yeah, it got better.
It got better.
Okay.
That was the next thing I wanted to say. A lot of people, how do you know if you go on vacation, you start to feel better? If you stay away from your house for a few days, you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Big clue.
Mm. Yes, that's a very big clue. Or the opposite, you're doing really well and you go for a vacation for a week and you feel horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It might be aggravating. Now, there are people like my daughter's husband, he wasn't as susceptible. You know, we all have different susceptibilities.
And is it pretty, the onset must be pretty quick then. I mean, once you're around it, it seems like.
It depends on it's like the dose.
Okay.
If you get hit with a huge dose of it, a lot of people will experience symptoms right away. Mm-hmm. And there is a genetic mutation about a quarter of people have that makes them extra susceptible to it. Mm-hmm. Basically, we can't process it as well. And getting hit with a huge dose of that can kind of trigger that gene in some people. So then we become like the canary in the coal mine, like walk into a house, start to not feel so good, eyes itching, what's going on.
Other people may not be experiencing that, but you will.
Exactly. The symptoms are all different.
You become, some people become so chemically sensitive that all of a sudden, you know, they couldn't be around me with my slight little colognes. I don't use perfume, excuse me. It's cologne.
Yeah, you already said it. It's okay.
It was a Freudian slip. Mm-hmm, that's what that was.
Yeah.
And so, or anything, any odors at all. And they're not all just crazy in the head. These people really can be chemically sensitive. Mm-hmm. And once the mold gets under control, again, we're always going to be in a world of some mold. It's whether it's going to implant and grow within us. Just like my daughter's husband never had a problem.
But so you remove yourself from the environment, you do these other things, but then I'm assuming CellCore has a line of products, and then you have a line of habits and things mm-hmm. that can help them to remove it from their body. Because is it easy to get out, or does it take a long time? It's not easy.
And it hides like in layers, these things called biofilms. It's this gel stuff in our body.
Well, just imagine we've all had houses, probably, especially if we're older, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you see mold in your bathroom. It's not easy to clean off the walls. Right. I mean, in the tiles. The tiles. If it's on
the grout.
Yeah. If it's on the woods, and you can't get it. Mm-hmm. It's completely there until you poison it out.
Yeah. So it takes a minute.
And then the poisoning can be toxic in itself because it creates a byproduct. A lot of people who clean up mold are they using?
Bleach.
Bleach.
Yep.
Yeah. And it kills the mold, but then it makes a secondary component that could be worse.
Right.
Like really?
Super mold. Yeah. It's like same thing with bacteria. When we take a bunch of antibiotics, there's certain bacteria that survive and they get super stronger. Mold's that way with bleach.
Oh, wow.
It's just not good.
Not good.
But there are products that are better for that.
There are certain things you can do. Certain essential oils you can spray on there with vinegar. That would clean it up pretty good. You definitely want to wear a mask if you're doing this. Open all the windows. But there's a lot of products, too.
Once you've helped people identify and that you're helping them walk through the things they can control, then there are also some products that help the body, I'm assuming, fight back, detox.
Correct.
Eliminate, manage, those type of things.
Yeah, perfect. So this is going to lead back to your original question about symptoms. Mm-hmm. Like, what do people notice? The reason that the mycotoxins from mold can show up as an infinite number of symptoms is the way that it works is it suppresses mitochondrial function, which you remember back from biology, the powerhouse of the cell. So we're making less energy in our bodies everywhere. So every system is slowed down and suppressed. Immune system, gut, brain, heart, everything.
Really quickly, I want to get one more quick point because I want to talk 1 minute about your booklet that you have written that we give out free at Nutrition World. What's the doctor's name that does all the mold stuff that I had the big, thick book? I can't think of it. But he has the visual test online. And I was talking to clients about mold for many years, and I had a short study period with this physician, and his name, I don't know why it's escaped me, but he's the king guru of all this mold conversation. You can go on his site and you can email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net if you're interested. For $20, you can do this visual test on your computer that he says is 92% accurate to determine you have mold. And it's a very interesting test. And for $20, you pay him and you get the results at that very minute. I want to talk about this book called A Guide to Transformation that you have put together eloquently. And I was inspired to print it and give it out free because it has to do with more of a meditative journey in your life, I would guess, to use those words, right?
Yeah. I mean, meditation is one way to look at it. More of a business and a personal context, it's sort of just self-reflection. You know, you don't have to sit there cross-legged with a blindfold to do this work. It's just sort of introspection, metacognition, thinking about one's thinking. You know, what's going on up here? Mm-hmm. We can audit all that
thinking
stuff.
About one's thinking. I love that. Yeah. Yes. And you've done a lot of work with who?
Dr. Joe Dispenza.
That's right. And I think most people know his name if they've been in this world at all about the meditative life. I mean, you didn't go to a weekend seminar. You did deep dive with this gentleman for
Correct.
A long time.
Yeah, I would say this booklet is equivalent to a week-long seminar. It's sort of the basics of what he teaches. It's my understanding translated in a different language, so no copyright stuff there. But then we've got like the next level where it goes way deeper than this on the metaphysical, spiritual aspect. And that's where the full week-long retreats come in. And those I've done 12 of.
Plus 12.
I was certified to teach this in corporations.
Wow. And that was not a cheap journey either, I know. He's very pricey.
Yeah, I was blessed to have a lot of support there.
Yes. All right. Well, James, again, thank you for being part of Nutrition World staff and crew and the future for us. We desperately needed someone who had a passion for this mold conversation. Mm-hmm. And with CellCore also, they do a lot with anti-parasites. And a huge amount of people are interested in what do we do to actually help on that path. Because here's the thing, and I've said this for 35 years. People come in and say, let me have some wormwood because I read it kills parasites. here's the thing. If you kill 99.8% of your parasites, you might as well not have killed any wormwood. No herb, one single herb can do it. It can't, because they live in different life cycles, and each cycle of the parasite needs a different kind of compound because they don't work on all parts of the life cycle. And you're very educated on that too. So
that's correct. You mentioned the path, right? So the whole path is, if somebody were to come in, buy something that tries to go kill parasites, that's kind of out of order, because if when these things die, they're releasing all these toxins. Yes. They're releasing mycotoxins and mold and heavy metals. So there is definitely a path and a journey and a protocol, a right way to do this so that people don't get sick.
Bingo. And they may not feel as well during the process. That's different than being sick.
Correct.
That's healing. That's a healing feeling.
Yes, sir.
All right, James. Well, Vital Health Radio continues, because your health is worth the conversation.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. So let's keep the conversation going as we further explore ways to protect and strengthen your health. Great segment with James. Love talking about mold. I think it's something that's ignored, and we don't have many resources for it. So now you do have a resource. I have a really easy cure for one problem that I knew about, and I kept reading about it, and Dr. Mola had a really great article on it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that happen when we don't get enough carbon dioxide. We always have been grown up to think oxygen is a superpower for everybody. It's actually not. It's the balance between oxygen and carbon dioxide. When you don't get enough carbon dioxide, this is what happens. The autonomic nervous system overreacts to stress. You get too anxious, you get wired up, you get stiff, you get all the things that nervousness that come with that. Well, here is an easier one little tip that you can do to help switch off the fight or flight response. And in Russia, I think this is where it started, but you just take a paper bag and breathe into it. That's all you do. You do that for 1 to 2 minutes, and you'll raise your carbon dioxide, which then relaxes arteries, which then makes you less nervous. And you.
But that's what they tell you to do when you're about to hyperventilate, too.
Yes. Yeah. But that's most people never think of it as an ongoing therapy to help you with nervousness. Oh. But the reason you get so nervous, have you ever hyperventilated?
No,
I can't say.
I've been hitting I've had the wind knocked out of me, but that's completely different. Yeah.
I don't think I have either, other than what I did have a period of time of about 9 months where I was having panic attacks. And I would say that was tended to be what I would think a hyperventilation would be.
Okay.
But anybody who's having this kind of stress, bring a paper bag out. 2 to 3 minutes will change the amount of carbon dioxide, and it could help you relax. I want to review real quickly because I know we're about out of time. A lot of people in this country are on blood pressure medicines because they have been misdiagnosed. When I say that, what could be the reason it's misdiagnosed? You would think the medical field would be on their game to figure out how to make sure that you're getting the accurate numbers. The only way to know if you need to be treated is to get accurate numbers. Without that, you're just groping in the dark. Well, right here, this chart is very accurate. It came from a good medical study, and I actually laminated it. That's why I was so impressed with it. So, factors affecting blood pressure readings. If the cuff is too small, you will have 10 to 40 points too high. So, if you have arms, guns as big as mine, you got to have a bigger, bigger cuff.
Mm, yeah, of course. That's what I was thinking. How do you even get yours measured?
It's extra, extra large.
You, kit. Ronnie Coleman, all you folks. Yeah,
yeah, that's bingo. I know I feel the suffering. The cuff over clothing. How many times have you been checked? Don't worry about taking your sweater off. Don't worry about taking your shirt off. That's only for their convenience because it takes too much time. That's going to be another 10-point rise because clothing. This one was one that I had no clue. Back and feet were unsupported. So if the chair's too high and you're on a stool and your feet are doing this, you're 5 to 15 points higher. Never realized that. Legs crossed is 5 to 8 points higher. Not resting for 3 to 5 minutes. We all know, but yet sometimes we're rushed in because they're rushed and they're not going to let you sit for 3 to 5 minutes. If the patient's talking, it can be 10 to 15 points higher. Well, most people are talking and they're nervous, so they are talking. Full bladder, 10 points to 15. Sometimes they do that, and they tell you not to pee because they need to get a urine sample. If you're in pain, we all know that would elevate it by 10 to 30 points. And if the arm is below the heart level, it can also throw it off slightly. So
what if you're all those things? Your heart, what are we, like 500? You 500 over 220?
You would be, what do you call it when you get burned up instead of being in the ground?
I just listen to that and I go, man, I've been all of those things almost all the time. No wonder that they're always.
No wonder.
Yeah. But you do have somebody at your store now, by the way, that can help you get off some of those medications.
Yeah, they work with a doctor, there are so many lifestyle habits that can help you.
He doesn't diagnose, he just helps you manage.
You may not need to get off. I mean, you may not even need the medicine because you were misdiagnosed.
Right. Yeah.
So get a home unit, follow all those rules, and then get the real numbers, and then you can actually know whether you need to be treated. Because every drug that has an effect has a side effect. Everyone. Now, guess what? Nutrients don't have side effects from effects. They might have a bellyache from it, but they don't cause the same responses within the cellular structure that synthetic drugs do. I'm not completely against synthetic drugs now. Don't get me wrong. There are life-saving synthetic drugs. A lot of us wouldn't be walking around without it. Certainly a big fan of double hip replacement, Dr. Higgins. So
it's been a good show today.
Well, thank you.
I like your sweater today. I'm just saying you don't normally wear a sweater. I like your sweater today.
You know how bad I hate this sweater. And the reason I'm wearing it, because I didn't have a belt this morning at the gym, and I'm not going to wear pants with no belt.
All I simply said was, I was giving you a compliment. I like the sweater.
And somebody's already said, Mr. Rogers. So this is going in the garbage, probably with scissors.
I just want everybody to know that I was giving a compliment. I liked your sweater, Ed. Well done today.
Hidden agenda. That was some hidden sarcasm between those words.
Captain Beltless. Captain Wellness. Captain Belt.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at vitalhealthradio.com. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 38 staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here on track with Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.